Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed the first day without sports for a while.
Sports.
No College World Series, no NBA Finals, no NHL Stanley Cup. It's just MLB for the next few weeks.
What would you recommend? People ask me for tickets to the Arrowhead game. What do you tell people?
Like they want you to help them out?
Yeah.
I'd say go to Ticketmaster and buy them yourself.
But yeah,
you're not in charge of tickets for anybody.
That'd be incredible.
You don't even buy tickets.
Yeah, what do you guys need?
You're in the press box.
Just drop some cash off over here, and I'll try to see if I can find you some before the game.
Why are they
you can find them anywhere in the world. It's
why
like
are they asking
yeah,
you
they
for tickets?
You,
you have a press pass. You never bought tickets ever except to NBA games once in a while.
I didn't know this was going to do this, but I'm with you completely. I'm always a little bit, as Bill would say, taken aback when someone ask me for tickets. Like, why would I have any more access than anybody? I mean,
they're fishing for free tickets. And you're like, I don't have them because I don't use tickets.
Why would I have free tickets?
I'm media. Right. I don't have tickets.
Well, I think the thought is you have access to people that have them. I don't know.
You're just walking around with just
free tickets, free tickets.
Wads of tickets in their hands.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I had the same conversation with Sean. He said, Ticketmaster. That's where everybody, Ticketmaster controls this game. It's not even Nebraska's game.
Right.
It's Cincinnati's game. And Ticketmaster controls everything. So, anyway, I still
they're fishing
get that.
For free tickets.
They control the news?
No, but
okay.
They control.
Okay. I was like, okay.
They control the ticket market.
I get nervous about what we're talking about here.
Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Okay, so that's
no, don't listen to them. Just say Ticketmaster and move on. They want free tickets from. They want access. You don't have the access.
Anybody who
that's
just,
ridiculous.
I mean,
didn't people ask
anybody
you?
Who asks for free tickets? They better be like your kids or your wife or something. Or whatever. Just if it's just a
close,
random
close
person,
family.
You kind of know a little bit like that. Imagine me asking you, give me a couple tickets. What are you talking about? Get your own ticket. You don't ask.
We're don't
all,
do this.
We're all
you
paying
Brian,
for this
Brian,
together.
If you're listening, don't take this wrong.
Now you put a name out there yourself.
Yeah, Brian,
who this person
so
is.
Hey, Brian, how about calling Ticketmaster?
But nobody calls him Brian, so it's safe.
Okay.
Nobody calls him Brian.
Pull out your wallet, pay for the tickets, and we'll
but
see
when you
in
ask
Kansas
somebody
City.
That, it's like, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing? No. Yes, we did. We asked for pins. I agree. We asked for pins.
We did
that's
pins.
Different.
I think that's different.
Pins are a little bit different,
a little bit
than
different.
Tickets.
That's
advertising for
somebody. It's free advertising
for somebody.
They got free advertising. We got some pins, so the trade-out was great. And that it probably set them back maybe like $14.
This is an interesting.
Here's what I've noticed, though, regarding the pins. So the ones you guys have, the Stephen Smith
they're
ones.
Heavy.
We had probably 150 of those.
Bolt
we're down to like
those.
20.
Oh, God.
How do they walk out of here? I try
to hide the two you guys give me every day.
Don't look in my
somehow
truck.
You have them.
Don't look at my truck console.
You have a lot.
I have about four of them.
I know, that's fine. We can live with four. That's not a
I hand mine in every day.
We have like 100 Jake. That have gone missing somehow. 100.
Bill, I hand mine in too.
No, you don't. You have four. You have four in
my
your
console.
He typically does hand it. Four times he is not. He's usually hands it in. But I take those pens and I put them back. I guess I'll put those in high security going forward so I can have two pens.
Is it Farley?
I don't know. There's days there's like six right here, and then today there's none. And I look and see where would they go? Where are they at?
Yeah, so we're down. We're down pens.
We had like 1,000 pens delivered, and we're already running out of pens.
Now, if the first word from Brian was, listen, I need help with tickets. I'm not asking for tickets. I have money for tickets. I'm trying to find out how to get them. That'd be different. But it sounds as if he asked for free tickets. So that's a concern.
You went back to the
yeah.
He's bothered by this. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. No, I don't think he ever said the word free.
But he also never came up with. I have my credit card. How do I get tickets? Or I'll pay for the tickets. You have access to them. That never came up either. So Brian, we need to be better. So
it's an interesting
that's all
discussion.
We asked for. Be better.
Yeah. It's an interesting discussion. Yes. It is. Yeah, I nipped it in the bud with my family one time, and it got really ugly, and I still hear about it from my dad. Yeah. My dad asked for tickets for a judge, and I was like, why would I have tickets? Why would I have any access?
It's a good snap.
Like, in fact, I would be the last person to ask, because a lot of people over there don't like me, and they would never give me anything. So why would it be me? And then,
why didn't you say that this past time? That's the proper response for you. You could have snapped back the same way.
Probably should have.
That response there was what you could have said to anybody.
That'd be the best.
Why would I have tickets? No one likes me over there anyway.
I hope Ellie asks you sometime. Ellie, why would I have tickets?
His dad, like Derek, her dad would have more access than me probably.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's very similar to something like that.
You probably got that as a coach, right?
Hey, what's going on down there? What do you think? And I'm like, I have no idea. I've not been to a practice. I only know like 8 guys on the team still, so I can kind of from a far view, but not much better than yours.
Right.
You know, that. Now Sipple can talk about it. He goes down there. He covers Nebraska every day. He goes to practice.
I have a vague.
You have a sort of vague
awareness of what's going on. But
like that, yes.
Yeah. No, you're right. But anyway, the ticket thing, that's a touchy subject. It's touchy. I got touchy with you guys. Yes.
Wait, question from Lyle says, Brian codenamed for Petrinka?
No.
No.
Good Brian's question, Lyle. Actually
a male. Petrinka will ask for free stuff. We know that.
This is going to haunt me, though, because Brian is a listener.
Good morning, Brian. Buy your own ticket.
A friend since I was, I don't know, eight. God bless him. He's got a great, but here's the thing about him. He's got a great sense of humor, so he'll be fine.
Duke said to me yesterday, he came up and he goes, well, what about this idea? And I go, stop. Don't say it. He goes, the rules do not apply to me. He's kind of right in a way.
Yeah.
But
He brought up
something that we're actually I might be able to use because it doesn't cross the line of being a fraud. It doesn't like, oh, I took someone else's idea, or you know, it's like, you know, another song, stole someone's song. No.
Can't you take someone's idea and make it your own?
No. No. And then always here's the chance. If it's something good from better times, there's a chance I hit on it. There's a chance it comes up. There's a chance it's like, okay, this eventually comes up.
Something good from better times.
God, better times.
There's something good from better times. There's always something good.
Passing conversation, better times comes up and you say, I might write that down.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Bill?
When someone actually just like sends me something,
okay.
Hey, I have a thought for better times.
Gotcha.
I have a thought for Shin Daddy. I have
Understood.
A thought for what? And I'm like, no,
that's a no go.
That's a no go.
I don't just, do it.
Yeah, can't.
Every so often,
it makes you into a fraud. Then,
gotcha.
Also, it does. Full fraud. A full fraud. Also, that's what I did every day. Hey guys, text in some
ideas for Bill's thrills.
Yeah,
it's not. You might not be a fraud if someone gives you an idea and you expand on it. You expand on it and make it your own, put your own spin on it.
No,
can I convince you of that?
No, I'm trying to get those tickets from Brian.
Idle chit chat yesterday, Sip. Anything from your day at all?
No, Not really.
Did you work yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you already did your column for Tuesday.
I did.
Sunday. So why were you, what were you working on?
Follow-up columns?
Yeah.
You call Dana again?
No. Okay. I didn't. I didn't have a really hard day, but nothing interesting. I mean, I wasn't, for some reason, I wasn't working out till 7. I was like, why is it 7 o'clock? And that was it. And then after that, you know, it's 8:30 and it's pretty much over, right? It's pretty much over at 8:30. What are you doing? What are you going to do at 8:30? Oh, just head down to Arnold's.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go to a movie.
No.
I'm going to talk to people. Absolutely not.
I mean, there's probably people that go to Arnold's that late, but that's not going to be me. Not when you get up this early. Oh, I bought some shoes. I bought some
Skechers. The shoes look nice.
Bought some Skechers.
You showed me this morning. I think they're solid. It's a solid buy there.
Yeah, I'm doing the Bill thing where I just can't wear socks.
Yeah, I don't have socks today. I'm out on socks. Today, I wore a different shoe that actually lace up my Hokas. I love my Hokas.
Both got Hokas.
Why are you wearing lace-ups today?
It's just odd. I don't know why I just happened to be there. But in the most
no
part,
reason.
Skechers are incredible. They're just like putting on slippers. I mean, there's no tie. I mean, I'm in and out of my shoes in about 2 seconds.
Skechers are, I'm telling you now. I quickly made fun of me, but they're really
good. I did not make fun of you. I said I made fun of
you. You said I'm sketchy.
Yeah.
Sketchy Skechers.
The best part, so when we go to Sam's. Sam's has Skechers, and they'll have the black ones that I wear. And if they have, and they it's just different sizes. Sometimes they don't have any sizes, and sometimes they have my size. And I'll buy 8 pair.
Oh God!
Oh yeah, I buy 8 pair of the black ones.
How much?
They're like 20-some bucks a piece.
You putting $400 down?
No, they're like 20-some bucks a piece. That's what I'm saying. And then regular, they're like $70 or something. Yeah. But all of a sudden, you just get a shipment. Yeah. That comes in.
I got you.
Time. Or the next time you go by, it's like all size 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't have anything. All of a sudden, you hit the right size, and it's like, no, buy them all. Nope. So right now, there's at least 4 pairs in my closet that saw the tags on them.
Wow, that's a great feeling.
It is a good feeling.
That's all of a sudden, shoes.
You know what?
Days.
I need to upgrade my shoes a little bit. What do you do?
Yeah. To the right closet here. I go.
To the closet I go.
You're about 3 more from getting to the finish line with those.
Oh, that's about it. I'm other clothes, and then remember 2022 is when I checked out on all new music, and I'm done with clothes.
No, come on.
He did say that.
Sport coat only. I haven't.
Wear the cranberry one when you can.
That was a good coat.
I'll never forget as long as I live. Walking up to that deal.
That very regal coat.
And
very
regal. You materialized with that cranberry suit on. I'm like, whoa.
Look at the daddy. It was a good looking suit.
It was.
Cranberry. It stood out. In a good, very good way.
Very handsome. Yeah. Very handsome.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Anything you especially feel? I don't chit-chat.
What about you, Jay?
I have nothing. I mean, when I say nothing, I have absolutely nothing.
I don't
remember. I had a very, very, very late invite to the Team Jack golf tournament yesterday in Omaha at Tiburon, which I did take the invite.
Tiburon
in Gretna.
What a social
maven. Did you talk to anybody? Was there any breakers there?
Yes, there were some breakers there. There's a few breakers there.
Dang it.
There's a lot of former Huskers. We played right behind former Husker quarterback Cody Green was the group ahead of us.
Nice.
Remember him, Sip?
Vividly.
That 2008-2009 time frame?
Vividly.
He was the group ahead of us. We played with Brendan Stye yesterday. Brendan Stye.
That's a dropping name.
Stye made probably 140 feet worth of putts yesterday. He was dropping bombs on the green.
So he's a good golfer?
He's a good putter. He hits the ball pretty well. He's got a little high butter cut with his
butter. What is that?
Everything.
What the hell?
What is that? I've never heard that one.
A high butter cut he's a righty. He goes left to right, but he goes really high.
Left to right.
He swings hard and it goes high left to right. So it kind of affects his distance when it goes so high. But he swings hard, makes good contact, and usually hits the ball pretty well.
It's not a slice.
You could call it a slice. I'd say more of a cut. Because it's every
butter
time.
Cut.
He controls the cut.
Okay.
A slice oftentimes is out of control. You can't control the slice. His is fairly under control, I would say. But his putter was hot yesterday.
Brendan Stye, Bill, Anaheim, California. What's the high school? It's not Servite, is it?
No, give me a second. Oh, I should know this.
I thought you would. I knew you knew.
And I've been to it, sir. I've been to it several times.
See that? Bill That's
I can see it. I remember meeting with his coach.
God, that's amazing. Was George involved in that too?
George recruited him.
George Darlington recruited,
him. And then I stopped by the school. I remember it was in one of those portable units that where I met the coach was at outside.
God, you remember it. Well, here, I'll look it up.
Is it Las? I want to say.
Oh, I think you got it. Las.
I want to say H something.
Okay, hold on.
I think I'm really close.
We'll do this. While you're researching, he was talking about Luke Sorensen, again, from Anaheim, from Santa Ana out there. He says that kid is going to be good.
Is that right?
Nebraska committee. He said he's a very, very big fan of that commitment for Nebraska football.
Well, he's loyal
from the Anaheim area.
Yes.
Brendan Stipe, 53 years old with a butter cut. And went to...
And a good putter.
His hometown's actually Yorba Linda. Hold on. We're going
to
get this.
Give me a little hint. Just give me a little hint to it and I'll nail it. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
This is not good.
There's a lot of schools I've been to.
Trying to find...
You guys keep talking.
Brendan Stipe's high school.
You guys keep talking.
Stipe's in great shape. He's in great physical form. Fitness is strong right now.
Is he doing any sort of... He's still playing pickleball.
Must be working out because he's very fit right now.
He's playing pickleball
for a while. I think he probably is playing pickleball.
He's got fitness going right now. Hey, it's Esperanza.
Okay, yeah.
You got that?
Yep, Espiranza, something like that. Yes.
Esperanza, third-round pick. He was a third-round pick out of Nebraska, not out of Esperanza. But Esperanza is in Anaheim, California. He was a good one.
Absolutely.
Saw former Huskers there.
Who else?
Brandon Riley, Tim Marlowe. Rex Burkhead, of course, was there.
Yes.
Rex Burkhead, I think they'd had a former Husker long drive contest. I didn't watch that, but I heard that he hit about 330 yards for his drive.
Who's that, Rex?
Rex Burkhead.
Rex
hit a tee shot on the long drive, 330.
Man.
That is a nuke off the tee.
Yes. I talked to Brandon Riley the other day. Him and Eric Crouch are flying to...
Name drop.
They're flying to Oregon to play in a golf tournament. It's like a Big Ten challenge out in Oregon.
Big Ten challenge.
And Riley and Eric Crouch are going out to represent the Big Ten.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
10 represent Nebraska.
Eric Crouch, of course, won the Heisman Trophy.
With the Heisman Trophy. That was a big deal.
People forget.
Yes. So I talked to Brandon Riley about this like about a week ago. Yes. I don't know when he's heading out there. So he's a really good golfer. Loves to golf.
Brandon?
Yeah. Big time golfer. Who else did you see, Jake? Drop some more names.
Larry the Cable Guy was out at the tournament
Jake.
Yesterday.
Jake. How about
and
Jake?
And he won back-to-back pin prizes. It's his hole 7, long putt. Get her done. Hole 8, close to the pin off the green. Get her done. Man. Once again, back-to-back pin prizes for Larry the Cable Guy.
How late were you out?
Oh, I was in Lincoln by 5.
Oh, that's not too bad.
5:30 maybe.
Who was the rest of your foursome?
Is my buddy Mike from Alpha Wealth Advisors and his partner Mike as well. Co-partner of Alpha Wealth, and then
Alpha Wealth. That's
Alpha
a lot.
Wealth Advisors.
That's great. A lot. How much wealth?
They're good
Alpha.
People.
Alpha. Yeah. And then, doing well, wealthy, wealthy. Alpha.
Just nod.
And then someone named Avery from Omaha, from Fort Calhoun to be exact.
Tiburon.
We did not win. I think we got probably fourth or so, but it was a fun day, and I was impressed with how well Stipe putted the whole day.
You seem energized.
Yeah, you do. You seem very energized.
Well, that happens sometimes after golf.
You're feeling better. You went through a bout of illness.
That was like in early May. Come on. It's June 24th. I've been gone with that sickness for like a month.
Yeah, you went through
I had a cough the other day, but that was like short-lived. That was a rough month, though. It did suck. I was sick the whole month.
June was rough.
No, May. It is almost the end. It's June 24th. June's almost over. May was rough.
Yeah, and we have a big event on Wednesday.
We do at Ruhlman's.
At Philman's, yes. We'll be there.
We'll be there. And what
it's
time?
Tomorrow.
It's 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night.
So you guys are going to be there at 6?
At least by 6.
What is there? Is there a cocktail hour before, Jake? What is it?
I do not believe so. I think 6:30 is the cocktail hour, basically.
That is, okay.
I'll be there.
I'll confirm with Phil.
I'll be there 6 straight up.
That works.
That's early enough, right?
Yes. We're on the stage at 7:30, so you're good.
No.
We're mingling from 6:30 to 7:30 while people eat.
What time are we going on stage?
7:30 to 8:30, we're on the stage. People will be eating from 6:30 to 7:30. We will then be performing. After that.
Will anyone be running like the light show like me and Steve ran?
I hope Phil runs the light show.
That'd be nice to have a light show there. Like that was the Platte County Fair and Pender School Musical.
It was amazing when you invoked the colors.
Yes, yeah, so it was like
very important.
Switch them here. Up here, straight white.
Yep.
A little reddish hue. Bluish hue. Greenish hue.
I like to watch that in action. Yeah. So I want to see you guys perform that again at some point.
It would be awesome because we had two at Pender. They were in this side of the gym,
lines.
And I would just love to have Sip on the other one and me on one, but talking to each other. Okay, fade in the green. That would be awesome.
You see Jenny down there? Yes. Put a light on her.
I would do that too.
Jake, okay.
I'm fine with that.
Before things started, you would shine the light on people. I would do it all the time.
You probably found two
PE coach,
PE coach, stuff like that. Be a coach there in some nice Sansa belt shorts. Oh yeah, that'd be common.
Would you find Duke on the spotlight?
Anybody? Yeah, you'd show everybody coming in. That was very very common.
That's a lot of power with the lights. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand.
Moisture across the state. Joey is full speed ahead. Might have to take a little time out today. I don't know how much the rain they got in that his exact area, but he's all over the state.
Uh-huh.
We had a downpour here for 15 minutes? I mean, at our house, it downpoured as hard as it could rain.
Uh-huh.
Yes. 15 minutes.
What time about?
That was about,
I'm going to say 6:30?
Yep. 6:15, 6:30.
And it had to be a quarter of an inch of rain because it rained so hard. If you walked literally just to your car, you'd been completely soaked.
Yep. Yes.
But it was in and out. It was
funny.
Over.
Funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Like Joey controls the rain.
That's interesting that it rained on your side and
your side.
And my side at the same time because it doesn't always do that.
No, I agreed.
It's different pockets.
Rain's funny.
That's amazing. It was just, I thought, I can't go to Planet Fitness. I'm not going to jump out of the truck at this downpour. But then it stopped, you know.
I do like that. The only thing about better times, I do like this part of newer times. I just went to my phone and it says it's going to stop raining in 11 minutes. I'm like, okay. That kind of helped. It's like, you're looking out. It's like,
newer times.
Is this an hour? I don't know. Hang on. No, 11 minutes. Yep. And it was. About 11 minutes, it was done. And I was like, okay.
Dang. Same thing. Yeah. That's amazing.
You're amazing.
You live quite a far away from that Planet Fitness, right?
No,
not really.
Not really that much at all.
Not that really.
From yours? 10 miles?
That's right.
10 miles?
No.
Two or three?
No.
Okay.
I took a picture. I sent you a picture.
What were you doing on my side of town?
It's simple text. Why are you on my side of town?
A little far north, aren't you?
Yeah. It's an incredible restaurant.
Chef Shawarma? Never been there.
Never been there either. I don't even know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Chef Shawarma?
Shawarma is like Mediterranean food.
What is that?
Like falafel, you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Here,
really,
go walk down the street to like Sultan's Kite, and you'll know what that kind of food is.
Sultan's Kite,
Jake.
It's two blocks
Imagine
away.
Me and Steve, also, where you guys at? Jake getting a hold of us. Hey, where you guys at? We're at Sultan's Kite.
You can probably get it. You can probably get a gyro. Gyros would be a thing.
We're at Sultan's Kite. What do you mean?
Have you ever had a gyro?
We're right there.
Gyro. Gyro. Yeah. That would
down
be
Sultan's
there.
Kite. If you want to join us. Euros, yes, yeah, I've had euros.
You can get a
like
euro it. There. Is it, at,
that's Greek, right?
Yes, there's some overlap there. Yeah,
there is.
There's some overlap.
You're handling this well, Jake.
I'm not saying I'm a. I don't dine there very often. I've probably had Sultan's Kite or Mediterranean food maybe twice ever in my life.
Yeah, but you did. Good job.
But I know the word's falafel.
Yeah.
Sipple doesn't send the. He goes, we're on my side of town. I go, I'm heading to Madsen's for a new golf, a new bowling league that's just started. He sends me the LOL, LOL, LOL.
That was funny. I mean, bowling league in afternoon.
Afternoon.
Well, afternoon bowling.
Awesome. June.
Well, I think they have them.
They do. Bowling league.
They do. If you remember. Charles said, where's Bush at? Oh, he's in that new league.
He's not going to be very well prepared tomorrow because he's in his bowling league.
Got to get in the right mindset.
Stop at Sultan's Kite afterwards for a
nice falafel.
For falafel. Stomach problems. All right. Jake.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Couple commits yesterday for Nebraska. Danny Odom, 4-star cornerback and 3-star running back Jamal Rule commit to Nebraska. Danny Odom had some big schools after him yesterday.
Danny Odom, yeah. He had there were some committable offers. Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Penn State.
Clemson was in there.
Auburn as well. Yep.
Yeah, he'd be the highest rated guy in the class. It, which is a small class, 6-7 guys. Let's see, how many guys is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's actually 7 because they still list this Davion Bonwell Whitty, but he's out. Just listed for I don't know the reasons. Odom's a good pickup. I watched.
Just humor me.
I watched Rule.
Jamal.
Yeah,
Rule.
Jamal Rule.
Not Matt.
No, I watched his film. You know, his film is interesting to me because he does run. They have inside runs. You so often see these running backs, you flip on their film, and what do? They just run to the line, bounce out, and then outrun everybody. You don't get much of a feel. This kid, they ask him to run between the tackles. He's good. He doesn't blow me away. He's good, though. Looks good. He wouldn't be in the class if he wasn't. It was going to be either. I guess the thing to watch is they were recruiting Brian Bonner, who was more highly ranked. Are they still trying to get Bonner is the question. You can get two running backs, right? You don't have to be just one.
Anytime that there is that notion of the I just completely disagree. Like, well, we got one, can't take two. Take whoever you want. If they don't like it, figure it out.
Thank you.
It's part of it. It's recruiting. You build your roster. So if all of a sudden someone else that's really good becomes available, just take them and then figure it out later.
Yeah.
But the whole thing of like, well, we've already got one of those. We've got one of those. I get it at the quarterback spot.
Kind of.
A little bit different. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit different.
It
but
is.
Other than that, it's like, you said you're only taking one running back. Well, grow up. You know,
jeez.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that though. Yeah. They recruited two last year, Jake, yeah. Jamarion Parker and Connor Booth.
Right.
So maybe they go get another one. This kid is a one cut runner. I'm just seeing how far I can push this.
Keep going, Steve.
I mean, he's not just one cut, but
us a past Husker he reminds you of.
Outside zone, inside zone, kind of Brandon Jackson, a combination. Reminds me of a combination of Brandon Jackson and Buckhalter, two Mississippi guys.
Okay, nice. Anybody NFL?
You remember Brandon Jackson, like outside zone? He was a good stick your foot in the ground and get upfield guy.
Really good. I was here with him.
Yeah, Brandon was good.
Yeah, really good player. We played in the NFL for a while, and he's a great player.
I'm not saying that Rule's going to be that guy, but you never know. But he runs the outside zone well and the inside zone well. I like inside runners. I like turning on film and seeing a guy.
Any gap schemes?
I don't know. Now you're testing me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you got your gap schemes. You got your counters. You might have some.
I didn't see any counters.
Any counters like that. Counter footwork, didn't see that. Okay.
You might be able to see it.
Okay.
I didn't. I saw outside zone, inside zone. I saw straight handoffs up the middle. Okay. He's. I like that. I'm serious. I like that when I see that, because oftentimes you don't. He's bigger. He's 6'2", 205. He'll probably be, he'll play bigger than that. So stop.
He chose Nebraska over Virginia Tech, Michigan State, and Syracuse.
Okay.
For the main offers. He's out of North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Looked like that he was playing good competition, by the way. Does North Carolina have good competition?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, it's going to be good football. Be good football.
It looked like it. It did. I mean, they were playing against – there's some dudes now.
It's always when they get to ratings. I saw something on this last night, too, where it's like where Nebraska's – I think they're ranked last in the Big Ten.
Low.
Just remember, it's based off of numbers, and there's a lot of equations to that. So it's not just – well, it's really – all of a sudden, if for some reason you're taking a lower number, and that just keeps – there might be some people that have – maybe
USC has 27,
15 commits, 27, whatever commits, that your numbers just that elevates you. So quality still matters over quantity. You can have a higher ranking if you just added in people where the quality part of it. So there's just so many different variables to it, how those things unfold. So just for the fan base to understand, to not be in a panic because they're ranked last in the Big Ten because of the numbers of the, those things can change dramatically.
They will, and I imagine they're not. They won't be ranked last now. I don't think, Jake. I
did not check the update.
Yeah, with these two guys, they won't be ranked last, but they need to get going. I mean, they need, and they will. There's a couple others that will happen this week, later in the week. So they got two. They'll have. I bet they'll have two more or three more by the end of the week. Oh, that's that.
Quick random thought on Brandon Jackson.
Brandon Jackson.
I pretty much forget everything that's ever happened from a broadcast of a football game when it's over.
Okay.
But you guys both were not watching. You were at the Iron when they, when Nebraska played Auburn in the Cotton Bowl.
I was there.
Was this 2006?
Mm-hmm.
You were at.
It was.
You were there.
Yeah, Bill was there.
So you both were obviously not watching the TV broadcast. I still to this day remember that they kept zoning in for like two quarters on Brandon Jackson's calves.
Really?
And they were shaming the Auburn players. That they said, now these are cows. And they show Auburn's guys skinny calves saying, those aren't calves. Like as they were praising Brandon Jackson's calves, they were shaming everybody else. To this day, I still think it's one of the most random things I've ever seen in a broadcast.
Do you know who it was?
It was on Fox, right?
Right, and it was what I've heard. I can remember. The discussion.
Somebody help us out, Bray, because you watched the game.
I think it was Summerall. It was Summerall.
Was he still alive at 06?
I'm pretty sure it was Summerall. I'm not joking.
I don't think so.
Well, let me.
I think he was gone.
It was a big name.
I agree, but I don't think it was Summerall.
And I've heard the broadcast was horrible.
I don't remember much beyond that. All I remember from the broadcast is they were kept. Right. Circling the calves. That's
it. Probably figure this out.
What? They'd circle Auburn calves. Those aren't calves. These are calves. These are cows right here.
Was that the 2007 Cotton Bowl?
That was six.
Six.
Well,
or
but
seven.
It was. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like
six.
They played in 2007.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry for that.
No, I remember
account.
That.
It was still the most random conversation
how about
ever.
Nebraska
they
Auburn
kept focusing on that
Cotton Bowl broadcast. Google, see what Google turns up.
What about ChatGPT?
Yeah, I could do that too.
Yes. Yeah, how about that?
Well,
did anybody ask you for free tickets to the game, to the Cotton Bowl?
It was Pat Summerall, by the way.
Was it really?
Yeah.
When did he pass away?
I thought he was alive at that point, Jake.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, my bad.
I wonder if the reason it wasn't very good. I wonder if you just like they kind of just like it was college. I mean, he was all pro.
I don't mean to. I don't mean to demean him. He had an outstanding career.
Of course.
I just remember the talk of that was that it wasn't a good broadcast. It was Pat Summerall, Brian Baldinger.
It was him. Baldinger was focusing on the Cavs. That's Baldy. Yeah.
Baldy.
Baldy. I didn't know him like that.
He's still around.
Then on the sideline was Kristen Voda. I don't remember.
Iron Bowl broadcast.
From 2006.
Oh, sorry, the Cotton Bowl. The Cotton Bowl broadcast. Cotton Bowl. 06. There you go. Last thing before we get to break, there's also news. Nebraska officially has their play-by-play announcer, Kyle Crooks from Florida, is officially the man to replace
the background here?
Greg Sharp. 8 years at Florida?
That's the main thing to remember. He's from New Jersey originally. He's worked at a couple other places, but 8 years at Florida is the main thing you got to know. And if you listen to his call, it's really good. You can easily find his calls at Florida. And they're like, you'd like it, Bill. Big time. Just screams big time. Got a big time voice. Big time call. Sounds great.
So Kyle Crooks, the voice to big, massive shoes to fill for Kyle Crooks, but looking forward to see how his first year goes at Nebraska.
You know what? The big thing of that job too is the hard thing would be he has to, I shouldn't say has to do. He gets to do sports nightly too. So that's every night at night. You know, it's whatever time.
So sports
that is.
Nightly is not in the morning.
Right? Is that
night.
Six?
Just confirm.
Six. Is that
to eight.
Six to eight?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's hard duty.
Every night.
Sports nightly.
Congrats to Kyle Crooks on being the new voice of Nebraska football.
We're early break after dark on Wednesday.
That's tomorrow. But that's not going to be on the
Bill's
air.
Nervous.
Don't be nervous. We'll be all right.
I'll rally, but just always. Just people have paid. People have paid. What? Right now, people aren't.
You got to trust the stool.
No, I'm with you.
We'll get through this.
It's a different deal.
Jake,
there's a stage. We're on a stage.
We're
on a stage in front of people. Like right here, having 100, 120 people right here eating prime rib in front of you. And they're like, hey, entertain us.
I believe in ourselves. Yes. I believe in us. When we come back, what are the Breakers watching now that sports are dead for weeks? We'll discuss that next.
Okay.
Early break on the ticket. Hey.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.